present Bible experience to us. We're reading chapter 7, verse 24 to 35. Luke chapter 7, beginning verse 24. After John's messenger left, he began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed in the wind? What then did you go to see? A man dressed in soft clothes? See, those who are smoothly dressed and live in luxury are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it was written. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when all the people, including the tax collectors, heard this, they acknowledged God's way of righteousness, because they had been baptized with John's baptism. But since the Pharisees and experts of the law had not been baptized by him, they rejected the plan of God for themselves. To what then should I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to each other. We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang the lament, but you didn't weep. For John the Baptist did not come to eating bread or drinking wine, and you say he doesn't need it. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by all of his souls. Sunday we looked at the previous verses and looked at John the Baptist's disciples being sent by John the Baptist to Jesus. They had been reporting, the disciples of John the Baptist had been reporting to John the Baptist about the things that had been taking place in Jesus' ministry and how he had raised the dead. And John's beginning to wonder if Jesus is the Messiah, because the expectation of Messiah was one that was going to come and free Israel from the bondage. And they were thinking the bondage to Rome. They were thinking of a political leader. John wanted to know if there's someone else that's coming. And Jesus, when John's disciples asked him, are you the one? Or should we look for another? That's the message John the Baptist wants us to answer. Jesus didn't immediately answer. But he healed people. He cured the blind. He healed diseases. And then he said, go report to John what you see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor are told the good news, and blessed is the one who listens to them. So Jesus said, this is all fitting what prophecy said the Messiah would do. He quoted from Isaiah 61, where John had been looking at a lot of the other passages about the conquering king of Messiah, and especially in Isaiah chapter 9 and chapter 11. But Jesus was informing John that he had missed part of the understanding, part of the true mission and message of Messiah. He came to free us from the bondage to sin. He is the conquering king. He's going to come back a second time to reign eternally. But he's always going to be king for the Lord. But it was like, and I mentioned Sunday, that track, the four spiritual laws. God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. And that's as far as some people go. They don't look at the other parts. We're sinners separated from God. then our only hope is through what Jesus has done. And we must receive Jesus for forgiveness of our sin. And then John's disciples go back to make the message to John. John had come himself because he was in prison at the time. He was a little tied up. Maybe chained up. But he was unable to come, and he sent his messenger instead. And now we come to our passage today, where after Jesus has finished sending off the disciples of John the Baptist, he turns to the crowd that are with him and said, "Now, what did you go out to see? Did you go out to see a reed swaying in the wind? Did you go to hear someone that would just say, blow with the wind and say whatever you wanted to hear, whatever was popular at the time? Or did you go trying to find a sharp pressed man?" No, you didn't go to wilderness to find a sharp pressed man. You didn't go out to find someone that would bend to every wind of teaching. You went out to hear a prophet, someone that would speak the truth of God, someone that was not swayed by popular opinion, what's politically correct or not, and someone that would speak God's word. If you look at Matthew chapter 3, let's look a little at John's message, beginning verse 1 of Matthew chapter 3. "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, because the kingdom of heaven has come near.' For he is the one spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, who said, 'A voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight.' Now John had a camel hair garment with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the vicinity of the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sin. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, produce fruit consistent with repentance. And don't presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones. The axe is already at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to remove his sandal. He himself will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat to the barn, but the chaff will he will burn with fire that never goes out." John left tickling people's ears. And when he saw the Pharisees and the teachers of the law coming to see what's going on, now they weren't being baptized by John. They were just coming to find out why people were coming to John. And John pointed to them and said, "You're a brood of vipers. You are ones that are not teaching the truth." And then Jesus goes on to say, verse 27 of Luke 7, "This is the one about whom it was written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.'" If you turn to Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, and beginning in verse 1, "See, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. Then the Lord you see will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant you delight in. See, he is coming, says the Lord of armies. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who will be able to stand when he appears? for he will be like a hunter's hide and like a wanderer's grief. So, John the Baptist was the one that prepared the way. Jesus was the other one that was the Lord's messenger. Let me say I have a first one. Then the Lord, you see, will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant you delight in. See, he is God. That's the Messiah. That's Jesus. John prepared the way. And now Jesus is the one that John had prepared the way for. And then Jesus says, verse 28, chapter 7, I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than me. John was a prophet preaching repentance, but he couldn't bring forgiveness of sin. He led the way to forgiveness, because repentance needs to come before forgiveness. Those that receive forgiveness are greater than the one that talks about repentance. So that's what is being said here. Those that have received God's forgiveness are all greater than the one that just points out you need to repent. And then it says all the people that had responded to John's message of repentance and were baptized, a baptism of repentance from sin, they agreed that God's way was right. But those that had rejected the way of repentance, they rejected God's plan for themselves. And then Jesus gives an illustration to compare those that have rejected God's plan. So that it's like children, they play a happy song, and everybody does a dance, so they get mad. And then they play a sad song, and everybody does cry, so they get mad. Because, Jesus said, John the Baptist, he didn't do what you wanted to do. He didn't dance when you wanted him to dance. So you said, yeah, he. And Jesus, he didn't cry when you wanted him to cry. So you say, he's a glutton and a drunkard, like a tax collector. And then our passage ends with it. Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children. Who were the children that accepted repentance and forgiveness? Those that became Christians, those that were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Who were the children of those that rejected? Those were the ones that were led by the false teaching of religious leaders who should have known better. Those that followed John's preparation and repentance came to forgiveness from Jesus. Those that rejected their need for repentance rejected God's spirit. Each, in result, is based on the grace of God. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Then we'll take a short break and then listen. Dear Lord, I pray that we will be like those that acknowledge that your plan is right. Repentance leading to forgiveness. And not be like the Pharisees and experts of the law that thought they had a righteousness on their own efforts and their own wisdom. But they rejected your plan of salvation. Your ways, let us follow you each and every day. Jesus. Amen.